What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Climate Change, the Ultimate Jew Scam. So, I am a reader of a Jewish newspaper. Other lefty liberals, all Jewish newspapers are lefty liberal outside of the Orthodox community. So, it's called The Forward. And I'm going to link the article in the bottom. So The Forward was talking about this Jewish group that's creating chapters all over the world talking about how climate change is the second most popular topic that the Jewish community has to worry about, with the number one topic that the Jews care about the most is Scamarona and how everybody should get vaccinated. Now, I've said it before and I'm gonna say it again. The whole point of Scamarona is so Jews can kill Goyim. That way they have power over a small population and a population of weakened people. Now, why is climate change the ultimate Jew scam? You see, COVID is not the ultimate Jew scam, okay? COVID is on the way to the ultimate Jew scam, but climate change is the ultimate Jew scam. Now, you guys might be wondering, Amar, how is climate change the ultimate Jew scam? Now, as you guys know, the Jews, they want central bank currency. They want vaccine passports, digital ID, they want social currency, all right? So when you have a central bank currency, your money goes, every transaction, everything you have goes through a bank. And when you have social currency like they have in China, if your social currency isn't high enough, guess what? You can't go on a plane, right? This is what they want here. And they want a vaccine digital passport. You know, imagine you want to go to a restaurant, but sir, we can't let you in because your vaccine passport is expired or it said red on it. You know, in some places in China, even to this very day, people in China need to have a smartphone on them with the Scamarona app. And whenever they want to leave their homes, the Scamarona app has to give them a green pass. If it doesn't give them a green pass, they can't leave their home. So, of course, when you have social currency, you have vaccine passports, you will be able to control the people. Now, here is why climate change is the ultimate Jew scam. Imagine you as a goy waking up in the morning going like this. The Jews will send you a text message saying, "Yo goy, you have exceeded your allotted intake of oxygen today. We're gonna fine you $500. It's gonna be taken right out of your account. And now you will not be able to go to the market and buy meat, for example, because of what you have done." Now, when I told you guys a couple of years ago that with the vaccine, the Zionists are going to be able to track you, they're going to be able to know what's going on in your body, stuff like that, your vitals, a lot of you guys said, "Man, looks like Amar finally went off the deep end, he lost it." But some of you came out recently and you were like, "Oh shit, Amar Metwali is right. The Jews are able to use Bluetooth to detect your serial number in the vaccine and the nanotechnology that they're using. There's a pill that Pfizer came out with. You can look it up. Just go into Google, type in Pfizer pill Bluetooth, okay? Pfizer developed a pill that it, when it gets in your stomach, it will actually send out a Bluetooth signal that will indicate that the pill actually has been digested by your body, okay? That way you guys can't lie and say, oh yeah, madam, I took my pills. No, 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 no. Pfizer, now using nanotechnology, they can tell if you really did take a pill. Do you guys think they don't have that technology already in the vaccines? You know, I told you guys, if you watch Jurassic World, the first Jurassic World, not Jurassic Park, but if you guys watch the first Jurassic World, when they went after that T-Rex, half raptor, they sent in a paramilitary troop, and they were able to monitor the body vitals of the paramilitary troop, like heart rate, oxygen levels, all that, right? The Jews can do that with the Scamarona vaccine. So they can tell your oxygen levels. They can tell that you took a deep breath when you're not supposed to. They can tell your body fat. They can tell a lot of things about you, and that's when the Jews can say, hey man, you went out running and you weren't wearing a mask, and you were a new fucking you caused too much carbon monoxide, so we're gonna take you to jail. And because the Scamarona vaccine, they can track you with it. See, this is the point of 5G. For those of you who don't know, 5G is referred to as the Internet of Things, meaning that the Jews can use the internet to pretty much track you in real time. So the Jews, they know where you are. They know your body vitals. They know what's in your system. So anytime you do something that the Jew doesn't like, they can tax you, and they can put the blame on, they can put the blame on climate change, okay? I've always been saying the ultimate Jew scam is to be able to tax a goy simply for waking up in the morning, you know? Imagine you're a goy, you wake up in the morning, you go like this, and the Jew is able to tax you, and the money comes out of your bank. That's the ultimate Jew scam. You see, Jews are a parasite, okay? And as a parasite, the parasite cannot live without a host. Let me say that one more time. A parasite cannot live without a host. This is why Jews go to rich countries and they end up destroying the rich countries, because the Jews, a lot like a parasite, they feed off the host until the host pretty much ends up dying. This is why the U.S. is a dying country. We are a dying nation, all because the Jews are parasiting off of us, okay? Now, Jews and women have a lot of things in common. For example, both Jews and women are parasites. Both Jews and women, they worship Satan. Both Jews and women always claim to be the victim, when in reality they really are the aggressor. Now, sometimes it's okay to be a parasite as long as you benefit the host. For example, you know, the sharks, when the sharks swim, like the big sharks, you know, like the great white, stuff like that, the big sharks, they have what is known as a remora fish. A remora fish is a parasite fish that swims along with the sharks, and whatever the shark eats, the remora ends up eating what's left over of it. Now, while that's a parasite, at the same time, that remora fish cleanses the shark of other parasites that might actually cause it a harm, okay, like bacteria and stuff like that. So you can be a parasite, but you, as a parasite, you can have a net positive. Again, going back to the remora fish only eats the leftover from the shark, okay? Whatever fish the shark just ate, the remora takes the leftover, okay? It doesn't doesn't fight with the shark over the main parts of the fish. It only eats what the shark has left over and really doesn't care for. Okay, so it's really not harming the shark. And along with the fact that the remora cleanses the shark of other parasites, the remora fish is a net positive for the shark. Okay, it's the same thing with women in the past. Yeah, sure, women in the past, you know, you had to work twice as hard in the farm so you can be able to provide for her. But you know what? She sucked your dick. She made you happy. You know, she cooked a mean tuna casserole for you every now and then. So even though women were parasitical, they were a net positive to you, okay? It's the same thing with the Jews when they go out and they create companies, okay? When the Jews create Facebook, yeah, sure, the Jews are spying on you and they're selling your information when you go on Google and you search for something. But you know what? You get Google Maps. You're able to, you know, have a pretty much a Yellow Pages, a directory, an almanac, a dictionary right there at your fingertips. So overall, even though the Jews are parasitical and they're selling your information to other companies to make money off of you, overall, it's a net positive for you guys to be able to use Google search and Google Maps. Now, the problem here is when the parasite goes too extreme and you are no longer benefiting from the parasite. For example, woman today, for you to have a woman today, guys, you need to be making at least a couple $100,000 a year. That's number one. Number two, if a woman says, I'm not happy, she can divorce you, take half your shit, and you can pay her alimony for the rest of her life or your life until one of you dies first. So when women become a parasite when you do a cost analysis, okay, when you guys do a cost analysis where you have to go out and earn hundreds of thousands of dollars a year so you can have a Lamborghini, a luxury car for her, you know, a McMansion, trips to Spain and fucking Aspen every year, the cost analysis is that it's way too expensive to host this parasite. And the fact that this parasite can anytime say, I'm not happy, I'm taking half your shit, and you're gonna have to pay me out for the rest of my life, or your life until one of you dies first, obviously this parasite is too negative without much positive, okay? It's the same thing with the Jews, okay? Now, the Jews have become way too parasitical, and there is no positive, and the positive that the Jews give you is nowhere near to make up for the negative that you are getting from the Jews. This is why Western civilization is dying, because the Jew parasite is sucking you way too much. So the trillion-dollar question that has to be asked is, what do you do as a goy? Well, I'll tell you what you do not do. You don't vote for Trump. Guys, I've said it before and I'm going to say it again. Trump is in on it, okay? This Mar-a-Lago raid, it's part of an act. This is one big Hollywood production. I've said this in another video, and I'm going to say it again, okay? There was this Jew con artist. He used to run a business where he did money laundering and stuff like that, wire fraud. He was charged with over 80 wire frauds. He was sentenced to 27 years in federal prison. Guess who freed this dirty, dirty Jew, Trump, okay? There was also another Jew, he's a traitor by the name of John Pollock. He spied on the U.S. for the benefit of the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel, even though he was sentenced for 16 years, but he really should have been hung. After he was sentenced for 16 years, he was put on a probation for like 5-6 years. But guess who told John Pollock, hey bro, it's okay for you to go to the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel, even though legally he was still on probation? Trump. At the end of the day, guys, you need to understand, Trump is a Jew actor. He's a Zionist actor. That's what he is, okay? You know, Trump came out and said, they took my passports. Dude, you're fucking Trump. You got a private plane, okay? Listen, man, Trump is in Mar-a-Lago, okay? Trump can come to our airport here at Martin County. They have tons of private airports in Palm Beach and Boca Raton. He can hop in a plane, make a few calls, and anywhere in the world he can go, okay? I don't know if you guys know this or not, but let's say Trump hops in his private jet or another private jet, he'll be out of our air zone. You know, there's 12 nautical miles, okay? For you to be in international waters, you have to go out of the 12 nautical mile away from our land. So let's say Trump hops on a plane, okay? Guys, I'm a mile away from the beach, okay? Martin County Airport, okay? They call it Stuart Witham Field, is less than a mile away from the airport. In fact, I guarantee you that the airport Trump's private jet is at is probably no more than a mile or two from the airport. So Trump can hop in his plane, and these planes can go, you know, 450, 500 miles an hour, right? So Trump can hop in his plane, and within 5 minutes, he's over international waters, and the U.S. government can't do jack squat. So from the time Trump hops on his plane and he's over international waters, the U.S. government wouldn't have time to scramble jets to intercept him. And do you think that they're gonna shoot down a former American president? Come on, man. So this whole notion that, oh, the FBI took my passports, I can't leave the country, this is all one big Hollywood Jew movie. Trump is in on it. You go, ye need to understand something, man. There's nothing more that the Jews love than to see goyim suffer, okay? They want you to suffer. There's nothing more the Jew loves than when you pay $10 a gallon at the gas. There's nothing more the Jew loves to see than you, the goyim, not being able to afford baby milk for your baby. There's nothing more the Jew loves than to see you become homeless, Mr. or Mrs. Goy. This is what you guys need to understand. The Jews want you to suffer. Now, you're probably asking, Amar, why are the Jews so evil? Have you guys seen Mark Zuckerberg? Have you guys seen Jonah Hill? Look at how ugly these Jews are, okay? Guys, if God created you ugly, that's not a good thing. That means you're probably gonna go to hell. That's why God created you fugly. Now, Mark Zuckerberg, Jonah Hill, George Soros, for example, they're all a bunch of ugly motherfuckers. See, when you're ugly, no matter how rich you are, you're still fugly. Listen, guys, I would rather be hot and homeless. I told you guys, there's homeless Chad, homeless Tyrone in Venice Beach right now. The guy can't even afford to wear a freaking shirt, and he has access to the most beautiful woman in the world. You look at fucking, what's his name? Jeremy Meeks. He's a fucking lowlife gangbanger, murderer, rapist. And yet, because he's hot, he married a multi-billionaire woman. You know, he has a Hollywood career going on. He's a modeling. Do you guys ever think that fucking Mark Zuckerberg or Jonah Hill or any other Jew is gonna be fucking a runway model? Come on, man. And they know that. Mark Zuckerberg, Jonah Hill, all these Ashkenazis out there. And just for the record, just because you're Ashkenazi doesn't make you a bad person. I know, because I'm 8% Ashkenazi. Now, guys, you need to understand, there's Ashkenazi, there's Israelite, okay? Israelites are the descendants of the noble prophet Yaqub. Yaqub's God-given title was Israel, okay? Israel is not a state. Israel is a lineage. And that lineage of Israel includes Jesus, King David, and me. You know who it doesn't include? Mark Zuckerberg, okay? Now, Mark Zuckerberg, George Soros, Jonah Hill, they're Ashkenazis. Ashkenazis have nothing to do with Israelites. In fact, they're not even Semitic. They're descendants of Japheth, okay? The Ashkenazis are not even descendants of Abraham, let alone Shem. They're descendants of Japheth, okay? I mean, use your brain. Where were the Israelites from? They were from fucking Egypt and Palestine. Have you guys ever been to Egypt and Palestine? Let me tell you something. I've been to Egypt. I've been to the Sinai Peninsula. Guess how people there look like? They look like me. Do you think authentic Israelites are gonna look like fucking Mark Zuckerberg, who has to wear specially formulated sunscreen so he doesn't die when he goes surfing out in Hawaii? By the way, guys, it was totally okay for Mark Zuckerberg to go surf in Hawaii while all the other goyim had to stay home, otherwise they get shot back in the head during Scamarona. Think about that for a minute. Guys, Jews want to see you, the goyim, suffer. That's the only way the Jews can feel good about themselves. Now, granted, this only makes Jews and women are the same, man. See, a woman truly feels good about herself when she makes a man suffer, okay? However, how many times can you make a man suffer? That's the question, right? When you, as a woman, make a man suffer, yeah, you're gonna feel good at that moment, but you're only gonna feel good for that specific moment. What's gonna happen half an hour later? You're gonna get depressed. You're gonna go on antidepressant medication. You're gonna cry in your wine. So this is why women constantly have to hurt men, because that's the only way they feel good about themselves. And again, it's a temporary fix. It's the same thing with Jews. See, this is why Jews constantly have to harm the goyim, because that's how they get to feel good about themselves. See, a Jew can't just harm you one time and that's okay. He has to continuously, or she, because even the female Jewish woman are the same thing, a Jew constantly has to harm the goy over and over and over, because they need that constant dopamine hit of, I feel good because look at this goy over there. Guys, there's nothing a Jew loves than to see a homeless goy. There's nothing a Jew loves than to see parents, goy parents, can't afford milk for their kids. Jews love misery, okay? That's the only way for physically fugly people to feel good about themselves. And again, it's a temporary fix. This is why they constantly have to create this cycle of misery, and it has to get worse, you know, because as you guys know, if you're a crack addict and you take crack, you're gonna have to increase the dosage of it until it finally ends up ruining you. This is how the Jews operate. This is why the Jews were kicked out of every country they went into, because they had to up the ante when it comes to making the goy suffer. Eventually, people end up kicking them out or end up genociding them. That's the only way you can deal with Jews. You either kick them out or you either genocide them, okay? Now, in our case, here's what to do, okay? What I've been telling you guys for the past several months in particular, right? Get your money right, get the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches. Eventually, guys, the Jews are gonna run their course, which they have done for the past thousands of years, and eventually they're either gonna get kicked out or genocided. Islam tells us the Jews are gonna get genocided. I've already shown you proof where Islam says there will be a mass genocide of the Jews. And again, when I talk about Jews, I'm not talking about Shlomo, the deli owner. I'm not talking about Martin Goldberg. I'm not talking about Halsey. Definitely not talking about myself. I'm talking about the Jews who are responsible for all this misery going on. Those are the ones who are gonna be genocided. Now, until that happens, you and me, we need to be out of the country. Now, do you know the best way to harm a Jew? The best way you can really, really hurt a Jew? I'll tell you. First, do not be reliant on a Jew, okay? All of you guys out there using Facebook and YouTube, you are reliant on a Jew. If you go to the bank, you borrow money from the bank on the credit card, you are reliant on a Jew, okay? So let's say you rely on YouTube as your main source of income, and at any time, Susan can go like this and your channel will disappear. Hey, it happened to me, right? They have power over you. You see, guys, I did a video before this titled "The Jews Lost Control." I, just for the heck of it, I uploaded that video to YouTube and Susan deleted that video within a couple of minutes of me uploading it. And on top of that, the bitch gave me a strike. But guess what? That video, "The Jews Lost Control," are on MGTOW TV. So Susan, she can laugh at me over on YouTube, but the fact that that video is on MGTOW.TV, sorry Susan, you have no power over me. So the best way for you guys to harm a Jew is, number one, don't be reliant on them. Number two, mock the fuck out of them. You see, God in the Quran tells us that the Jews, they mock you behind your back. You see, a Jew will come up to you and say, "I love you, you're the greatest, I'm doing this for you." But the reality of the matter, behind your back, the Jew is actually mocking you. For example, all these dumb, stupid black people, especially the German shepherds like Drexel from MGTOW Podcast would call them. I mean, you look at that black woman who's a White House secretary, press secretary, you know? The Jews are laughing at her. You know, to her face, they're gonna say, "You go, girl. Strong and independent. So stunning and brave." But the reality of the matter, the Jews are laughing at her, okay? See, this is what I've been telling you, man. If the Jews put a spotlight on you, it means one of two things. Either you are controlled opposition like Donald Trump, or you are a stupid idiot like the black people, okay? Guys, Jews hate blacks. Let me say that one more time. Jews hate black people, yet they want to put black people in position of power. Why? Because they can easily control black people. And again, imagine you take somebody who is so weak and pathetic and you tell them, "Oh, you're stunning and brave, you're amazing, you are the best, you know, Wakanda forever," right? It's this goes back to the fact that Jews, because they're such hateful people, because again, they're physically fugly, they have to make fun of other people. They have to mock other people. Let's keep it 100, man. It's really not that hard to mock stupid black people. It really isn't, you know? Unfortunately, and again, when I say stupid black people, I'm not talking about all black people. Let's get that out in the open. You know, I'm talking about the German shepherds. I'm talking about the black guys out there who are going with the Zionist agenda. You know, they're becoming homosexuals, tutti frutti, shit like that, you know. The black guys who simp, you know, those are the ones that are being mocked by the Jews. Not every person who's black, just because you're melanated, doesn't mean you're a stupid black person, okay? So I'm just talking about the black people out there who are easily taken advantage of by the Jews, who are doing the Jew agenda, yet they think to themselves, it's because I'm stunning and brave, I'm awesome sauce. But in reality, no bro, you're just a stupid idiot, and the dirty Jews are able to simply just take advantage of you. So the best way, guys, for you to harm a Jew is to be independent of them and to mock them, okay? Mock their big ugly noses, mock their beady eyes, mock just how fugly and deformed their body is. See, just like Jews have no problem mocking you behind your back, saying, oh man, can you believe this retarded goy? He actually believes I'm there to help him by lending him money, but I'm gonna make him my slave. You have the right to mock a Jew, okay? The Jews harm you by playing with your money. You harm the Jew by pointing out how ugly they are, okay? That's the only way you can harm a Jew, okay? So be independent of the Jew. Don't use their platforms. Don't borrow money from their institutions, and make fun of how ugly they are. That's the best way to harm Jews, okay? Nobody will ever tell you this because the Jews are the ones in control. Listen, I'm Jewish myself, okay? Hell, how many of you guys out there called me fugly before, right? You remember when you guys said my face is a three? Remember that? What did I do? I went to Cancun. I spent $2,500. I face maxed. And just to let you guys know, I, unlike Coach Bitchpill, I was not born inherently fugly. It's just that I had facial paralysis a couple of years ago. That's what fucked up my face. So the stuff I did in Cancun with buttocks and fillers, it pretty much was to counteract what the facial paralysis unfortunately did to me by fucking up my face. But the bottom line here, guys, is that harm the Jews simply by mocking how ugly they are. But I cannot stress this enough. Be independent of their platform, okay? You don't want to be reliant on Susan. You know, if Susan presses a button and you can make no money anymore, the Jews are in control, okay? If you have to go to the bank and borrow money, otherwise they're going to kick you out of your house, the Jews are in control. See, fugly people, you know, it's kind of like revenge of the nerds in a way, you know. But in the case of the Jews, it's a revenge of the fugly people, you know. Fugly people, they want to be in charge of you. That way, that's the only way they can feel good about themselves, is if they have power over you. The second the Jew doesn't have power over you, they're going to feel like shit, because they're like, well, these goyim, you know, look at them. They're good looking. And here, look at us. We're fucking fugly. So obviously the goyim are better than we are, okay? So that's the bottom line for you guys. Scamarona, climate change, digital passport, digital ID, social currency, all those are ways so the Jew can oppress you. All those are a way so, you know, and the thing you guys need to understand, man, Jews really don't need your money that bad, you know. Fucking George Soros, you know. George Soros doesn't have to, like, say, hey, bro, you took a deep breath today, I'm going to fine you $100. Mark Zuckerberg, George Soros, they really don't need your money as a goy. They just want to see you miserable. This is what every goy watching this video has to understand. This is not about money. Let me say that one more time. Scamarona, first vaccination, social currency, digital ID, climate change. It's not about the money, guys. It's simply about making the goyim miserable so the fugly looking Jews can feel good about themselves. So what you guys do for the time being, get your money right, get the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches. This is what you do. Now, is there going to be a civil war? Is there going to be ethnic cleansing going on? Maybe, maybe not. But you know what? None of our business. Our job, including my job, is to get the fuck out of the West, get my money right, and fuck hot bitches. Whatever happens, it's in the hands of God. Okay, guys? So whatever God wills is gonna happen. All I know is that Islam tells me to get the fuck out of the West, get my money right, and fuck hot bitches. This is what Islam tells me to do in Akhir al-Ayyam, end of days, which obviously we are in. So if it's good for me, it's good for you. All right, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.